making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
So Taco Bell has been working on for 5 years to expand its cantina concept, and now officially Taco Bell is going to have wine to pair with your chalupa.
That blows my mind. I didn't even know they were trying to get a cantina concept in the first place.
It's going to be $20 per bottle. And so, like, you know, when you go out and get drunk one night and, you know, you go to get your Taco Bell, your drunk Taco Bell food or whatever, you get a $20 bottle of wine as well. And, you know, they're testing it in Canada right now before it comes to the United States. So
is it red, white? Do we know?
No, I don't know yet. I'm hoping it's red, right? Because, like, red,
I would think so,
red wine goes well with, I guess, fake meat. But it goes well with meat, right? Red wine goes well with, like, steak and all that?
Correct.
All right. What do you got?
So Kid Rock, he took the stage in Detroit for a recent presidential rally. We were smoking funny things,
making love out by the lake to our favorite song. I didn't mean to play that so loud for you.
That's okay. So he was on the stage for the recent presidential rally for President Trump, gave it his all after getting steroid shots earlier in the day to help with the pain related to his neck issues. Before he hit the stage, he posted on social media he'll be doing one last monster tour and be releasing new music in 2021.
I'm excited about that.
Me too. I love Kid Rock. It's awesome in concert. Have you ever seen him?
I wasn't allowed to because...
Of course you weren't.
Because of the weed and the girls and the nudity.
I saw him a couple years ago. It's not like you're...
No, I mean, like, when he was, like, you know, like, his first or second album or whatever, when it was really hot. Like, I was still, like, in junior high, so...
He puts on an amazing show. And finally, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, joining the long line of events that have to reimagine thanks to COVID. They're saying it's going to take place over 2 days and will be recorded. The staging will cut down on 75% of the usual parade participants. And they're going to be going through all the social distancing protocols. The weird part is the balloon parade will change. They're going to have balloons placed in the show, but they'll be rigged on vehicles instead of carried by people.
That's strange because, you know, people seem like they were kind of spaced out carrying the string or the ropes of those balloons.
Way spaced out. They're giant balloons.
Well, and they needed to because in order to direct those huge things, so, you know, like somebody would have to, everybody, you know, run to the left and you guys run to the right and you guys run forward, you know. And, you know.
Exactly. So no marching bands will be in it this year either. So boo.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.